You're listening to SBS News.
World leaders and celebrities such as Hugh Jackman and Billie Eilish have participated in a virtual panel to discuss plans for recovering from the coronavirus pandemic. The panel was hosted by international advocacy organisation Global Citizen and United Nations Health Agency, the World Health Organization. Global Citizen is imploring world leaders to prioritise what they're calling building back better from the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking at the virtual panel, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says it's vital to have a proper plan of action in place.
Vaccines must reach all corners of the planet as soon as possible. In fact, Europe is the continent that exports the most vaccines to the rest of the world. We try hard to walk the talk, but everybody needs to chip in. And it is not only about vaccination. The crisis is bigger than that.
Australian actor Hugh Jackman says countries must work together.
COVID has wreaked immense damage, social, economic, environmental, and the progress towards the global goals have been stalled. In some cases with extreme poverty, they've actually been reversed. But together we can do a lot.
The West African country of Senegal has launched its coronavirus vaccination campaign in its capital city of Dakar, with the country's health minister, Abdoul Aye Diouf Sa, the first to be inoculated with China's Sinopharm vaccine. Senegal has received 200,000 doses of the Sinopharm vaccine and is set to receive at least 1.3 million vaccine doses through the COVAX initiative in March. Healthcare workers, people over 60, and those with underlying health conditions are first in line to be vaccinated. Health Minister Sarr says beginning vaccinations marks an important moment for Senegal.
This day is a historic day that will be written in the history of Senegal. Today, Senegal is one of seven countries among the 54 countries of the African continent to start the vaccination against COVID-19.
La vaccination contre la COVID-19.
The World Bank is threatening to suspend financing for COVID-19 vaccines in Lebanon, following what it claims were breaches by politicians who got vaccinated without registering in advance. A stop in financial aid from the World Bank would be severe, as Lebanon is in desperate need of assistance while it struggles through compounding economic crises. The violation sparked uproar, with little faith in the government among the people. Lebanon's COVID-19 vaccination campaign will now be independently monitored by the World Bank and the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies. The head of the committee supervising Lebanon's vaccine campaign, Abdul Rahman Bizri, says he planned to resign but changed his mind. He now says his committee will hold discussions about the improper inoculations.
What happened is inexcusable and unacceptable. It should not happen again, and it should not have happened in the first place. So we don't say it will happen again. Lawmakers getting vaccinated in Parliament cannot be compared to the head of a medical centre calling two people and letting them in. This is a defect that is symbolic. The Parliament is supposed to represent the Lebanese people.
Lockdown restrictions in Ireland are set to remain in place until April to curb another explosion of COVID-19 cases. But some schools will start reopening from next week. Junior and senior infants and secondary school students undergoing their final exams will be able to return to classrooms on March the 1st. A week later, early childhood care and preschool education will recommence. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he is pleased with the country's COVID-19 vaccination rollout.
The plans for the vaccination are to continue to accelerate the rollout of the vaccines. And this country is seeing a very, very wonderful program. We're led by the National Health Service, the Army, pharmacists, all around the country.
In the United States, Asian community groups and politicians are reporting an increase in hate crimes against Asian people based on assumptions about China's involvement in the spread of COVID-19. The mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, is warning against any activity of that sort in his city.
If you're even thinking about committing a hate crime, if you dare to raise your hand against a member of our Asian communities, you will suffer the consequences. We have the strongest efforts in this country to fight hate crimes.
Executive Director of the Asian American Federation, Joe Ahn Yu, says the Asian American community has been suffering.
Since the pandemic hit us in January 2020, the Asian American community has been reeling from the second pandemic of racism. At the Federation, we set up a website to collect reports of bias incidents in our city, but there have been just over 500 reports logged. But we know that that's an undercount, so I encourage people to come forward and report their stories.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sonia Lal, SBS News.